This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. Mr. Modi said to reduce dependence on other countries in the energy sector, the government has taken many steps in recent years. The Prime Minister was speaking at an NDA meet titled Viksit Keralam with Modi at Kochi in Keralam. He said to reduce dependence on petrol and diesel, electric vehicles and solar projects have been promoted. Mr. Modi asserted that 100% electrification of railways has been carried out. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Divra Sabha in Kochi this morning. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the NDA government's commitment to boost welfare of the fishermen community in the country.
समुद्र से जुड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था को केवल पारंपरिक मछली पकड़ने तक सीमित नहीं है, सीवीड प्रोडक्शन जैसे क्षेत्र में भी नई संभावनाएं बनी। केरलम में एनडीए सरकार के सहयोग से सीवीड प्रोडक्शन क्लस्टर्स विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे फिशरमैन समुदाय की महिलाओं और युवाओं को आय के नए अवसर मिलेंगे।
लेटर दिस इवनिंग प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी विल विजिट तिरुचिरापल्ली इन तमिलनाडु. He will inaugurate various projects and lay the foundation stone of development projects of around 5,650 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also address a NDA rally in Tamil Nadu. Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla. Participating in the discussion, Ravi Shankar Prasad of the BJP said, "The opposition has brought this resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of opposition parties." He said leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi said that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. Earlier, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that internet services in India is most affordable in the world. He said the internet tariffs in the country are nearly 25 times lower than the global average of $2.59 per GB. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Minister of Rural Development. Participating in the discussion, Rekha Sharma of the BJP said, government is transforming the lives of 65% of the population living in rural areas of the country. She said India's civilizational wisdom has always recognized the villages. Ms. Sharma said the Modi government is committed to the development of rural India and has allocated 1.94 lakh crore rupees for the purpose in the Union Budget. Taking part in the debate, Sanjay Singh of the AAP criticized the government, saying that just 3.6% of the union budget has been given for rural development. P.P. Sunir of the CPI demanded adequate funding, timely wage payments, improved support for rural housing and greater empowerment of self-help groups. Conflict in West Asia has intensified over the past several hours with fresh military action reported across the region. The United States Central Command says American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities say the security situation is currently stable but precautionary measures remain in place. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. will get its first oil refinery in 50 years funded by investments from Reliance Industries. Trump said that the new refinery at the port of Brownsville in Texas will fuel U.S. markets, strengthen national security, boost American energy production, and generate thousands of jobs. Describing it as a historic $300 billion deal, Trump in a social media post said, "This is the biggest in the U.S. history and a massive win for American workers, energy and the people of South Texas." However, there has been no official communication from the Reliance Industries on the deal so far. In the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in the final Pool B match in Hyderabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. India is set to host a top international archery competition for the first time in 22 years, with Delhi being awarded the second leg of the Asia Cup in 2027. And that is the end of this news bulletin.